الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا صاحبي السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم عطوف الروف من يسمى بأحمد لسيد دروش شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے All praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is Allah's grace, Allah's mercy that Allah Pak has made us Muslims. May Allah protect our iman. Keep us with iman, die with iman, make the effort of iman and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. I have cited today in relation for some work in the prison, but a nasiha generally, an ayah from the 12 Juz in Surah Yusuf. Remember this, Surah Yusuf is in the 12 and 13 Juz of the Quran, the most complete surah in the form of a story from the beginning to the end. And you can go on reading it, you will enjoy the verses of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing his Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, says that due to circumstances, he was placed in the prison. And we know what happens, generally crime is around, everyone is a victim in some way. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam changed the condition of adversity to prosperity. And a great lesson in the commentary is, listen, that whatever situation we face in our life, then we must be happy rida bil qada. Happy with the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Somebody gets sick. Suddenly you get a headache, stomach ache. For an hour or so you feel uncomfortable. Your pressure shoots up or goes down. Or something happens in the workplace, suddenly the pressure shoots up. Allah forbid something happens at home, something breaks, some accident. Then how we react? Now this is what is called rida bil qada, that you are pleased with the decree of Allah, that when calamity befalls, you make sabr. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Not only when somebody dies. And secondly, if there is a prosperity, some good happening, good fortune, then you make shukr on the ni'mat and favors and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is like a bicycle, every day there will be sabr and shukr in our life. Allah Pak grant us the opportunity of valuing these spiritual qualities. Brothers in Islam, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was placed in the prison due to circumstances. And we know what happened. The Aziz in Misr's wife Zulaykha tried to seduce him. And he said, rather than being seduced by shaitan in this woman, I rather prefer the life of being in prison. Now a Nabi of Allah is masoom, sinless, how can he be sent to be prison? But Allah Pak wanted to show the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and humanity till the day of Qiyamah, a principle and a way of life. So what did he do? He changed this condition of the prison into the condition of good, from misfortune to good fortune. He asked a question when they came to relate two dreams to him, two prisoners. And they said, relate the interpretation of a dream. He said, Ya sahiba is sijin, O my compatriots of the prison. أَرْبَابٌ خَيْرٌ مُتَفَرِّقٌ. Do you believe in several gods? They were mushrikeen. خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. I am giving you dawah towards one Allah, who is Wahid and Qahhar, Almighty and All-Powerful. This is the ayat and essence I wish to talk about. And the hadith which I cited, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, the world is a prison for a believer and paradise for a non-believer. Now there is a life syllabus which you and I will have to follow. The ulama, when we make mashura, we take the senior advice. And Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was the patron of our organization. Many a times he gave advice in the prison as well as to the ulama that changed the conditions of adversity, calamity to prosperity, misfortune to good fortune. And there is a program and advice that we have shared with Mufti Taqi Sahib Damar Barakatum, our Hazrat Wala Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damar Barakatum, Allah give him long life, good health. So a formulated syllabus has been made. And if each one of us, we are living in a place, it's like a prison, we're bound by the Sharia. We can't do whatever we want. We're not free. We may be free in circumstances, but we're bound by the Sharia. There's rules and regulations a Muslim will have to follow. So there are 7 points, quickly I'll run through them, which may be a form of a lesson for all of us, inshallah. I heard a quotation from Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi few years ago when he said, negligence, ghaflat, is that hen which lays the eggs of all sins. When a person is ghafil, he forgets there is an Allah. Commentators write, that doesn't mean you mustn't eat fish, that the fish that stops the zikr of Allah gets caught. It's in the commentary. But a person who's negligent of Allah, 1 second, shaitan traps him, Allah forbid. Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned in one meeting in the prison about Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he spread tawheed. One. Number two, his akhlaq was all-encompassing. That so many people accepted Islam on his hands in the prison. Likewise, in the prison and round the world if you travel, Islam is the fastest growing religion every day. Alhamdulillah. It is the efforts of a few individuals. It is some who have concern for humanity. خَيْرٌ النَّاس مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاس وَعَنْفَعُ النَّاس. They give up themselves for other people. Why I'm getting to this will come to the end, inshallah. The first thing, when you become negligent, you involve yourself in sin. Allah forbid. Kitna tariq hai gunegar ka alam, anwar se maamur hai abrar ka alam. How dark and difficult is the life of a sinful person. So the first lesson we teach him, come to the life of Allah, consciousness, taqwa. Remember this taqwa. We hear about this all the time. Allah Pak has given solutions about taqwa in several ayats of the Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu in tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. Ey iman walo, tum taqwa ikhtiyar karo. When you adopt this taqwa, Allah gives you a criterion to judge between right and wrong, good and bad. Misfortune can be changed to good fortune. And this is the lesson I'm sharing with all of us today, a reminder to myself. That how can we achieve this taqwa? We keep the company of the righteous. We are fortunate we come into the house of Allah. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. That taqwa can be found in the hearts of those Ahlullah. Look for them, the Rijalullah. Go and sit in the company. If a person is lost, say, direct him to the house of Allah. Maybe he'll talk to the Imam Sahib. Maybe he's got a problem. Some solution he will find in the house of Allah. Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only a masjid, a hub of activity. Once there was patrol of Madina Tayyiba,
Sahaba radiyallahu anhum were patrolling. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched 3 Sahaba one night that go and see any enemy around Medina Tayyibah. So they apprehend this one person mounted on a camel heading for Makkah. Very fast rider, heading for Makkah, strong person. But 3 people overpowered him with one shawl immediately. They did not recognize him. And he had jewelry and wealth with him. It was Thumama bin Uthal. They apprehended him. He was the chief of the Bani Hanifa tribe coming from Yemen, going towards Makkatul Mukarramah. They apprehended him and brought him to the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam late at night, tied him to a pillar, saying that Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come into Masjid al-Nabawi and sort him out in the morning. At tahajjud time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks in and sees Thumama bin Uthal and asks him, "Oh Thumama, what is the matter?" And he says, "Oh Nabi of Allah." He was not a Muslim. "Oh Nabi of Allah, oh the Prophet of Allah, oh Muhammad ibn Abdullah, if you leave me, it will be my good fortune. If you kill me, my family, my people will suffer." Before the tahajjud time, it was before Fajr Salah, Sahaba came into Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Honor my guest Thumama bin Uthal." Imagine he's a prisoner in the eyes of the people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Honor my guest." Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, make his ikram, meals for him. 3 days and 3 nights he will be our mehman and guest. Masjid Nabawi now turned into a prison. So much so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that Thumama will be taken out of the masjid for relieving himself. He knows he can't run away. What did he see in the 3 days? The akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the iman and yaqeen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every morning and evening used to ask him, "Oh Thumama, do you have any haja, any need?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, no need, everything is found. But if you free me, I will be saved, my family will be saved. Where are you intending?" "I'm intending for Makkah." "You will be given permission to go." Sahaba inquired, "Ya Rasulullah, we caught this prisoner. You saying he's the leader of a tribe and the whole tribe will know about it. Let us kill him." Nabi of Allah said, "In your eyes he's a mujrim. In the eyes of Allah, his heart has been accepted. You don't know, we cannot be judgmental about anybody. Whether it's our neighbor or family, anybody, even if a person is caught in the prison. By Allah only knows, we cannot be judgmental about anybody." After 3 days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders after Fajr, "Release Thumama bin Uthal, go on your way to Makkah." He goes out, changes the same clothes he was wearing for 3 days, washes it, changes it upside down, and comes into Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Sahaba were astonished, some recite takbir. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala inquires, "Ya Rasulullah, what is the matter? That Thumama accept Islam. Nobody gave him dawat." He said, "I saw the sufuf in salah, the discipline through salah that a Muslim has, no other organization, no other religion has. Subhanallah, on one discipline he accepted Islam." How disciplined are we? 7 points I'm going to rush through quickly. And not only that, he accepted Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Go for Umrah. Now you're a Muslim and you must recite Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka." He goes for Umrah. He was the first one to recite Labbaik loud. When we recite Labbaik, he gets the sawab. And not only that, his whole tribe and family came into Islam. Radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made effort. This sahabi was like a prisoner in Masjid Nabawi. A person was caught in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. They brought him and tied him to the masjid. "Ya Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, we caught him." And he started pleading in the court, "Don't cut my hand because I stole from my family so much." He said, "It is the first time," he's crying. Nobody says second or third time, everybody say first time. Everybody hides the face. You see in the media, They're hiding. How can we hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we do all the nonsense in society, in the family, in the privacy and in public? Understand this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, speak the truth by the name of Allah. How many times did you do it? Allah gives respite so many times, then Allah pulls the string suddenly. He said, several times, I have a habit of stealing. Adat ban gaya. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, I have to do the command of Allah. Tomorrow morning the decision will be made. And Muslim, Sahabi, knows everything, yet he's stealing. The ayats that were read to him, as-sariqu was-sariqatu, cut your hand. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, I will live by the name of Allah. I will cut the name of Allah, cut the hand of this Sahabi radiallahu anhu to show justice on Islam. So the Department of Correctional Services have various programs, moral renewal, and they came out with a new program now, victim offender, they're bringing people together. We are involved in so many programs. But brothers, 7 points I want you to remember. Bring a person who is unconscious negligence towards Allah, bring him towards taqwa, Allah consciousness. It will change his life, you will change your life if you start adopting this. Secondly, we bring about salah. A person is not performing salah, don't tell him you have to read 5 salah. Bring him to 1 salah in the masjid, you won 20%. Let him hear the azan. Azan is called out in Westville Correctional Center. We have 500 Muslims. Azan is called out about 10 places. Statistics in South Africa show 243 prisons in this country, 175,000 prisoners, 5,500 Muslims in prison. Some are reverting, some are born, some are accepting Islam. Crime is everywhere, throughout the world, wherever you go. We are victims of circumstances. But we have to make the tarbiyah, we have to work on them. Bring a person first, Allah conscious, too, to salah. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. So much so they are now reading tahajjud salah and nafil salah. 3, bring him to tilawat Quran. Ask every person here, how much of Quran did you read in the morning and how much of Quran you read last night? Did we start the day with Surah Yasin? We have a brother who's doing hifz in the Quran in the prison. Inshallah, like Saudi Arabia, if you do hifz and you finish your sentence is half, or never maaf, but made half. So we are also working towards it, inshallah. About Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi's kitabs that are going into the prison. We went to Kokstad, one brother is 23 hours locked up, only 1 hour he gets free. He started by hearting Maulana's kitab. I told him, you must make dua because ittaqi da'watil mazloom. You are a mazloom. He started by hearting the pages of the dua kitab. How many times did we read the dua kitab of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah? All his duas were answered from this musalla. Allah Pak give him long life, good health. Leave a legacy behind. What did we leave behind in our homes? The noor of the house is in tilawat Quran. Number 4. Zikrullah, wala zikrullahi akbar. A person is ghafil, negligent. Bring him towards the zikr of Allah. How much zikr did we make today? Did we complete 1 tasbih? Did we recite durood sharif? Recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa shafiyyana wa habibana wa maulana muhammadin wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. It is said when you take the name of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh sends down the mercies from Allah. That broken hearts, Allah reside in those hearts. How much of noor is entered in that heart? Brothers, we got solution to all the problem. Once a buzruk was going past in the desert from Baghdad towards Madina Sharif, towards Umar, Hajj. He got lost. Caravan left him, slept away. In the dream, he is taught a dua. Khizr Ali Salat wa Salam comes to him. And teaches him a dua, Ya Latif. Ya Latifam bi khalqihi, wa ya Rahimam bi khalqihi, wa ya Hakimam bi khalqihi. Ultuf bi Ya Latif, Ya Alim, Ya Khabir. He says, recite this dua for all your problems. He gets up. He sees a man mounted on a camel immediately. Where are you going? I am going to Makkah. Who are you? Just jump on the back. We are going to Makkah. This is it. Tie our camel. Put our trust in Allah. Make the dhikr of Allah's morning and evening. Not only hamim la yansurun when somebody is pointing a gun at you. Read your Ayatul Kursi before you leave your house. Read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Put your trust in Allah and see the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 5 is the power of dua. 7 points quickly I'm rushing through. It's a whole topic on its own, all this. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib Damar Barakatum Allah gave him long life, good health. He said, Hazrat Masihul Ummat Rahmatullah Alayhi told a prisoner in Jalalabad, he was in Thana Bhawan prison, that you make dua, Allah will make decisions. Dua se taqdeer badal jati hai. How much of dua we made for ourselves and our family. You make ghaibana dua, somebody is not present, you make dua for him. Allah melts the hearts. Allah is muqallib al-qulub. So Mufti Taqi Sahib says, tell these people who are oppressed to make dua. You see, ittaqi da'watil mazloom. Tell the masoom children in your homes to sit and make dua. Tell the old people in your community, make dua for the entire ummah. Don't worry, the weapon that we have is dua. From this very musalla, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali used to cry. People made toba in the hands. A drug addict told me that I made toba in the hands of Maulana without going to a rehab, subhanallah. That was the ikhlas of Maulana Rahmatullah Ali. Read his kitabs, Kicking the Habit. And we mustn't have denial that my brother, my sister is not involved in drugs, Allah forbid. It's a menace of the society. Then ta'aleem. Ta'aleem in the masjid, ta'aleem at home. Did we learn one hadith today? Did we learn one ayat of the Quran today? Tafsir is taking place. You have translations of the Quran. We are promoting Quran in all the prisons in different languages. People are learning tafsir even in the prison. Why don't we sit with the alim and learn some tafsir, some ayat of the Quran? One ayat. 6, 2, 3, 6 ayats in the Quran. Within a few years you will complete the Quran. Did you understand the message of Allah? 30 juz Quran came down. We only hear the virtues in Ramadan. How much of Quran khatam was read in our house? Not only when somebody passed away, called the Hafiz boys for Isale Sawab, read 40 days and finished. The Quran that you read in every day in your home or in the shop or wherever it is, that will bear testimony on the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah. Make it a niyat, inshallah, Quran parenge, Quran ko zinda rakhenge, inshallah. And donate a Quran as Isale Sawab. Somebody will read, will be sadaqah jariya for you. And the 7th one is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the departments, all the departments, they gave a pilot permission, you can keep your beard. They gave in the prison permission, the police force, you can keep your beard. We feeling shy. The tere mahbub ki ya rab, shabahat leke aya hu, haqeeqat usko tu kar de mein surat leke aya. Ahle taqwa ki surat bana lijiye, Hazrat Hakim sahab, damad barakatum chol, 91 years old, a wali of Allah is crying. Ahle taqwa ki surat bana lijiye, noor sunnat se chehra bana lijiye. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah must see our faces, beautiful faces, mashallah, with the noor of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He say, this is my ummati, come with me, fadkhuli fi badi wadkhuli jannati. They are standing up for one miswak. One topi is like a number plate. We fail to identify ourselves. I am a modernist Muslim. What is there? It's only sunnah. Don't only say sunnah. It is the sunnah of my sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am happy, I am proud, my attire is Muslim, Islamic, I identify I am a Muslim. Wear the libas, identify outside and inside. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَا أَنْدَرْ بِسَهِيهُ بَهَرْ بِسَهِيهُ Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Abul Hasan Adi Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali went to England. Unfortunately, he was the only Sheikh from the Akabirin, did not come to South Africa. But when he went to England, at the Oxford University, he told the youth, identify yourself as a Muslim through even your attire in a non-Muslim country. Some questions, one person questioned him. He was doing a doctorate. What is there in keeping the beard and wearing the kurta? It's about the heart. Maulana Rahmatullah Ali said, Allah judges you by your heart. What is inside is batil. Make it zahir. What is inside is batil, nothing there. Make it zahir by bringing the shakal and surat of the akabirin and the ways of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now coming to the end. Why did I speak on this 7? Brothers, in amongst our midst, people are trying to stop and spread the aqidah of batil. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib was here, Damar Barakatum, spoke about the Shias infiltrating. So he's a family that became murtad from Islam in our locality. Astaghfirullah. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah has written in Ihya ul-Ulum that if one person in your locality loses his iman, it's the responsibility of all the Muslims. Allah reward our tabligh jamaat brothers doing door to door gush. They're coming to know the halat. And we're making dua and an appeal that inshallah they're going to be an ijtima taking place soon. And the fikr is for Durban. We want the brothers' support inshallah. Come to Masjid-e-Hilal on Sunday, there will be some mashura. Now what is our concern brothers? We may have some Islam and identity of iman. What about our progeny to come till the day of Qiyamah? What legacy are we leaving behind? إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدٍ قَاتَلَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When a person passes away, three things are recurring. وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. He leaves behind a pious child, inshallah. Two, صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ. This sadaqah of donating towards the house of Allah, Quran, well, whatever good cause, welfare cases. And إِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. Benefit through the knowledge. Allah Pak, grant us barakah in our sustenance. All those who are sick, Allah give them shifa. All those who have passed on, Allah fill the qabr with noor. Jis haal mein wo rakhta hai, us haal ko akmal dekha hai. Jis raah se wo le jaate hai, us haal ko ashal dekha hai. How many times we heard Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi from this musalla saying this. Even before he passed away, he said the same thing. When he was sick, he said the same thing. Jis raah se wo le jaate hai, us raah ko ashal dekha hai. Imagine all are going towards Jannat, Allah forbid that something we get trapped by and we are thrown into Jahannam. So Allah Pak safeguard us, safeguard the iman of our progenies, safeguard the iman of our locality, keep the houses of Allah abad. Allah will keep our houses abad. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.